Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show on today at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I tell you, you just never know how things are going to be switched up. Well, I'm excited. My guest today, let me just tell you about my guest today, which is traveling home from school, actually. She is working on a very, very, very special project, and this is a young woman that is really doing some great things. So as soon as she calls in, we're going to put her on the air. We want her to dial in at 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. And she is really, truly an amazing young lady who is doing some great things. She's going to come on and she's going to tell you all about what she is doing. Now, I am happy that I get to talk to you once again and share some awesome tips and tools and strategies that will help you in your personal development, your self-development, your professional development. And so while we're waiting for my guests to come on the air, I would just like to know, how many of you are where you want to be with your personal development and your personal success? Yeah, hit me up on Facebook. On Facebook, if you are where you want to be with your personal development and your professional development, please hit me up on Facebook and give me a shout out. But for those of you who are not where you want to be, you want to make sure that you connect with me either through a coaching program or through this radio show, possibly you may want to purchase a copy of my best-selling book, number one selling book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. It is the epitome of personal empowerment and personal development. You know, the message is very clear. It's very understandable. You'll be able to understand it. There shouldn't be any problems. But I'm also available for, again, coaching discussions to walk you through any of the chapters one by one. But one of my personal developments, so again, if it's your first time tuning into this show, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Now, we have projects that we are working on right now, training programs that we have developed to help you in three key areas. Your personal development, which your personal development includes your spiritual development, your development in your relationships, development in your health, development in your family and your recreation life. But then we also have personal development programs and training to help you in your professional development. So helping you develop your career aspects, your career goals. What are your dreams and your visions for your career? And are you moving toward that? Are you moving toward your dreams and your careers? You know, I'm living a life right now that I could have never even dreamed of. You know, I can actually say I was one of those persons who really just truly wanted to be a success in life. I had no clue what that would look like and how I would end up, you know, how I would get there. But I have to admit that all of a sudden you're plugging away, you're just trudging along, and before you know it, you look up. And that's if you're on the right road. If you're on the right road, you look up and boom, there it is. And so you're right there smack dab in the middle. So, again, we are expecting our caller. I'm not sure if she got hung up in traffic. I know she is a college student. If for some reason she is not able to make it to the line before the half hour is up, we will post of a rescheduling date and time. So make sure you follow up. But I want to get back to my question while we have you, as we wait for our awesome young person who's doing some great and wonderful things. She's got a great thing going. She's doing some wonderful work. She's going to be traveling around the country, and we want to help celebrate her in what she's doing, and we want her to share this because I believe that there are other young people who will be inspired, will be motivated, and will be empowered when they hear her story of how she came about to, how she came by to do what she's about to do. You can get anything in this life that you go after, that you want, that you go after, as long as if it's God's will for you. I mean, there are people who got things in his life. Well, it's always God's will, whether it's his permissive will or his omissive will. You know, he permits it, or he allows it to happen, or he causes it to happen. So either way, it's God's will, you know, and you got to look at everything like that. And I know in my conversation on yesterday when I was talking from the role of having been being a child abuse survivor, one of the things that helped me yesterday, I was talking about forgiveness. One of the things that helped me forgive myself and others is to know that God either caused it or he allowed it. So if it's, in other words, if it's all right with God, it's all right with me. And since I know that God, Jesus said, forgive them for they know not what they do, that means that he had to forgive that. He has to forgive that person. And in the scripture, we don't see those people even asking for forgiveness. Okay, so, you know, so this person, you know, other people can ask for forgiveness for people. And so here he is. And God, if God can forgive them, why can't I?
if God can, God has forgiven them, because I can't say, oh, that person hasn't asked for forgiveness. I have no clue. You know, so I'd rather not say if the person did or didn't, and I'd just rather accept that God has forgiven them. Why can't I? Am I in the place of God? No. So if God can do it, so can I. Because after all, you know, God is who we're modeling, right? We're modeling the Lord. That's who we're modeling. It's just like when, you know, people, great athletes come on and they show that they are role models to our youth, or we have our children sign up in mentoring programs and we say, okay, be like that person. Well, that's what Jesus is saying, be like Jesus. So we get a chance to be like Jesus. And so if Jesus can do it, so can I. So if Jesus can do it, so can you. Now, personal development is something that I am very, very, very keen about. And one of the projects that we're working on is to help people in their, you know, in their career finding, almost like a fact-finding type of position. So we're helping people in their careers, and we're doing this at PSUI Training Institute over in Elizabeth, New Jersey. That is the name of our program there. And we're very excited about it. We have several programs going on right now. And we have programs for people who are coming out of jail or people who are on probation. So the probation officer is already sending us people, which we're very, very excited about. So we're already working with people. And now we're also going to be working with more people. We're going to be actually working with more people who are coming out of these situations. So if you know anybody, please send them. But we also are doing training for people who want to improve their public speaking skills. So if you are a professor or a preacher, if you are a teacher, a coach, a life coach, a parent, if you're running a board meeting, you want to improve on your public speaking, or if you want to improve in the area of standing before an audience and getting your point across, you really should think about joining our Toastmasters organization. And our organization meets the first and third Thursday of the month, which means we will be meeting today. So today at 5:30, we will be meeting in Elizabeth, New Jersey, at our site. So you can go on to Facebook, and you will find right there information about this site. Now, I do certainly want to say maybe we got our wires crossed, myself and my guest. It was my thinking that we were going to be on this Thursday, but maybe it's next Thursday. So we will fix that, and I don't want to share her information until she gets on here on the line. I want you to know exactly what, I want you to meet her, and I want you to hear it exactly from her mouth. And so we will definitely make sure that that is done. But I am so excited to talk about some of the other areas that we have come up with for people that want to improve their lives. If you want to improve your life, you know, self-improvement is making a comeback. Self-improvement, self-development is making a big, big comeback, which does make sense because there are a lot of people who need self-development. But self-development, we are teaching those skills. We're teaching leadership skills. We also teach skills for areas to help people grow in their current job functions and their promotional job functions for individuals who want to be promoted, who want to promote themselves on the job. You want to go for a higher level position. Typically, these are positions that require more responsibility, more accountability. And so that's wonderful. When you're ready, God always has a plan for you. So God already, you know, had a plan for you and your life, and now you can get the training that you need to support that plan that God has for you. And so we are very, very, very excited about that. I also want to give a shout out to those who are on my Facebook page who have birthdays today. So I want to give a shout out to Dominique Sinclair. Happy birthday, Dominique. And Stephen Pitts. Hi, Stephen. Happy birthday. And to my dear friend, Valerie Fully Love. Hey, Valerie. Happy birthday. So I'm giving you a birthday shout out. And I hope that you all have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Well, this is Coach Lalisa, and there are so many things going on. I tell you, oh, my good friend Gloria, she has a wonderful program. My friend Minister Valerie Allen has her documentary and movie, and she is hitting the airwaves and the TV waves, and she has produce this wonderful, awesome, awesome project. Here We Are to Worship. She has fundraisers for you to take part of. And, you know, there's just a lot going on. I just got word that Dr. Dre's son was found dead. They said they do not yet suspect foul play. But, Dr. Dre's son. Now, I'm not sure if that is the guy that is married to, I don't know if that's the same guy that's, no, I don't think that's the same guy that's married to Beyonce. I think that's a different person. But, nonetheless, there's a lot happening. So that's why we really, really, really have to keep our nose to the grind. So I see that we have a guest in the chat room. Welcome, guest in the chat room. If you'd like to post a question, you'd have to sign in and give yourself a name, and then you could also post comments in the chat room. But if you tuned in today, we are here today, and we have just a few minutes left to the show. And in light of our guest not being able to call in, just want to welcome you. This is Coach Lalisa, and we're talking about self-empowerment and the importance of achieving. You know, success is exactly what you make it. Success is what you make it. And achieving is that is a human desire. You know, people have this need to achieve. Okay, they say that's one of the things that human beings need to do, and that's to achieve. All right, and there's been certain achievements for people, but they say people need they need to feel like they're in control of their lives. That's one human need that they say. But achievement is also another human need that has been researched, okay? If you've done any research yourself, then you know that there has been this need. And actually, the person who came up with that theory, and he's not the only person that has talked about this, but Mr. David McClellan, he has developed this theory that people have a need to achieve. And he says that very motivated people, he says another characteristic of achievement motivated people is that they seem to be more concerned with personal achievement than the rewards of success. Like some people just focus on success. But he's saying that real motivated people, they focus more on actual achievement. You know, they don't reject rewards, of course. They love the rewards that come with it. But rewards are not as essential as the accomplishment itself. That was like with high school, okay? When I went back and got my GED, so it no longer became, all right, this is a certificate that you're going to get. You're going to graduate with these certain students that were in your class. It wasn't the reward. It was the fact that I accomplished something. You know, I finished. I achieved that. That's why you see people. I had a lady that I know. She goes to my school, and she's not there now, but Essex County College, where I teach here in the city of Newark, New Jersey. This woman was in her 80s, and she was on, like, her fifth attempt to get her GED. As a matter of fact, she hasn't gotten it yet. But she's attempted 5 times to get her GED since, like, say, age. She started maybe around age 65. She would study, take the test, not pass, study, take the test. And I said to her, you know, why are you doing this? And she said, I'm just driven to do it. She's just driven. That's a need. That's the type of need that Dr. David McClellan is talking about, when people have this human need to achieve. And so I say to you, what are you achieving in your life? You should have something that you're trying to achieve, something that you're working toward to give you that drive and that motivation. Now, these are behavioral sciences that have stated that people have an intense need to achieve. You know, and there are some people that don't really seem to pretty much care, you know, but David McClellan, and I happen to agree with him, he studied this for many, 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 many years, and he achieved a lot, but he believed that if human beings did, you know, without this need of achievement, that they would be very unhappy in life, that the achievement motive can be isolated and assessed in any group. He says that he can assess out of any group this need of achievement. I mean, when you think about it, even if you were to go to a prison, all right, if you go to a prison, you will find people there trying to achieve stuff, even while they're locked up. If you go to, I went to a hospital once, where the majority of the children were bedridden. It was a children's hospital. The majority of the children were bedridden with various illnesses, whether it was cancer, leukemia, and other types of debilitating medical issues. But yet, they had great artwork on the wall. They were involved in all types of scientific projects. They were using all of their various talents and gifts artistically. And I'm thinking, what is this? You know, but this is because, going back to what David McClellan teaches in his human relations theories, is that humans have a need for achievement. All right? He's done experiments. Others have done experiments to really bring this issue to life. I know we cover it, you know, in our, when you take a organizational development class, his name comes up like right away, because when you are developing your organization, or if you are a manager or a leader or the boss or the entrepreneur, and if you have people working for you, you have to understand about individuals' need to achieve, so that you don't stifle one of your staff members or one of your employees, and you need to tap into that achievement need. Okay, people, you know, on the job, I don't care if it's McDonald's or if it's Popeyes or if they're or if they make beds in a hotel, but a lot of people who have this, you know, high need for achievement, they are going to look for ways in which they can get some personal accomplishment. And I believe that even people without just a high need for achievement, just even with a low need for achievement, I think people, like people in leadership positions, need to provide people with a way to achieve something. Even if it's something small, it could be very, very, very small, but that they feel accomplished. Okay? People who want to achieve something, you can kind of tell these individuals, you know. I believe that, you know, even for those people who say, oh, I'm not motivated, I don't want to achieve anything, I just want to sit here and do nothing, I believe that those people should be trained and taught how to achieve. They should be taught. That's what I teach. It's one of the things that I try to teach anyway. I want to teach people how to have the need for achievement, okay? So if you know anybody who is struggling with achievement, please contact me on Facebook. Contact me on Twitter and the internet, or you can call my cell, or you can stop into PSUI. But I want to help people who want to achieve and who don't want to, but I think that they should. And I'm just piggybacking off of what McClellan had to say and his research. But McClellan, he was convinced that we can teach people how to have this need for achievement. And he himself developed many training programs for businesses that are designed to increase a person's achievement motivation. Okay, so I'm definitely going to be focusing on that because I just think that God has put so much down on the inside of us that we need to really, 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 really tap into it. And McClellan also said that achievement-motivated people can be the backbone of most organizations. Okay? And so that's important. As we know, people with high need for achievement, they get ahead because as individuals, they are producers. They get things done. Okay? But when you are in a leadership position, you have to be able to not only get it done, but you have to be able to also recognize how to get it done through other people, okay? And that's what we wanted to share on today, that, you know, as it relates to self-development, self-help, becoming motivated to achieve greatness, if you have an achiever in your family or you have it on your job, you know, definitely try to push that person to encourage them and to support them. You know, don't think that something's wrong with them because they are motivated by achievement. Some people are just motivated by achievement. However, everyone has the potential for achievement, right? If you don't know where to get in touch with us, again, you can go to the internet, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. You can find us on the website, lalisajwilliams.com, lalisajwilliams.com. You can come to our PSUI Training Institute in Elizabeth, New Jersey. So we're about out of time. We only have just a few minutes left to the show. So I want to thank each and every person for tuning in to the broadcast on today at 4, and we will definitely try to get our guest back on the show on another day. We will follow up and see where the person is, and we will definitely let you know how you can connect with that person, how you can connect with the Lisa Show, and how you can connect and be a part of the Coach Lisa Show, be a part of PSUI. So we thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.